Chapter 8. Reptile. Who told you that?
Nobody told me, but I overheard it.
Where did you overhear it?
Years ago. I was with the Philadelphia Institute expedition in the Badlands under Professor Cope, hunting mastodon bones, and I overheard him say, his own self, that any plantigrade circumflex vertebrate bacterium that hadn't wings and was uncertain was a reptile.
Well then, has this dog any wings?
No.
Is he a plantigrade circumflex vertebrate bacterium?
Maybe so, maybe not. But without ever having seen him, and judging only by his illegal and spectacular parentage, I will bet the odds of a bale of hay to a bran mash that he looks it.
Finally, is he uncertain?
That is the point, is he uncertain?
I will leave it to you, if you have ever heard of a more uncertainer dog than what this one is?
No, I never have.
Well then, he's a reptile.
That's settled.
Why, look here, what's your name, last alias, mongrel?
A good one too.
I was going to say, you are better educated than you have been pretending to be.
I like cultured society, and I shall cultivate your acquaintance.
Now as to shekels, whenever you want to know about any private thing that is going on at this poster in White Cloud's camp or Thunderbirds, he can tell you. And if you make friends with him, he'll be glad to, for he is a born gossip, and picks up all the tittle-tattle.
Being the whole 7th Cavalry's reptile, he doesn't belong to anybody in particular, and hasn't any military duties, so he comes and goes as he pleases, and is popular with all the house cats, and other authentic sources of private information. He understands all the languages, and talks them all too. With an accent like gritting your teeth, it is true, and with a grammar that is no improvement on blasphemy still, with practice you get at the meat of what he says, and it serves.
Hark. That's the reveal.
The reveal, faint and far, but isn't it clear, isn't it sweet? There's no music like the bugle to stir the blood, in the still solemnity of the morning twilight, with the dim plain stretching away to nothing, and the spectral mountains slumbering against the sky. You'll hear another note in a minute, faint and far and clear, like the other one, and sweeter still, you'll notice.
Wait.
Listen. There it goes. It says, it is I, soldier, come.
Soldier boy's bugle call.
Now then, watch me leave a blue streak behind. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.